弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother and sister, good morning.
我们很高兴主日的清晨我们在主的殿中我们彼此的相遇。
We're very happy that we can see each other on Sunday morning.
今天早上我们一起的敬拜乃是一个欢喜快乐的时光。
When we worship together is a wonderful time.
我们继续看但以理书。
We will continue to study the book of Daniel.
那今天我们已经讲到但以理书的第七篇的信息。
So this is the seventh lesson that we've been talking about.
那我们但以理书不会完全讲的，我们只是讲到前六章哈。
And we're not going to complete finish the book. We're going to only study the first six chapters.
所以这样的话，我们差不多已经过半了哈。
So we have studied half of it already.
这是一卷非常有意思的书。
This is a very interesting book.
很多美妙的故事。
There's a wonderful stories.
那么大家经常在高速公路上开车的话，你就会发现有一个现象哈。
And you observe a phenomena when you're driving on the highway.
有的时候开着开着，突然间你发现所有的人的速度都慢下来了。
And when you're driving, all of a sudden everybody slow down.
你就知道什么回事。
And you know what's going on.
警察就在附近。
And there's a cop around.
所有的人都在那个限速之下慢悠悠的开哈。
So everybody slow down within the speed limit.
我说这警察就是创造这个交通堵塞的哈。
And so the police car actually obstruct the traffic.
然后那个警车呢，慢悠悠的也在那儿开，大家都不敢超他嘛。
And even so, sometimes the police car is patrolling and driving slowly. Nobody wants to speed and take it over.
那走到前面一个出口的时候哈。
And so when you see there's an exit.
那么这个警车就会从那个出口下去了。
And so the police car will exit in that.
你看到那警车一下去，大家怎么样？猛踩油门，哇，就拼命的开哈。
And so when everybody noticed that, everybody started the gas pedal and start speeding up.
所以呢，美国这个所谓的速度限制就是个参考值哈。
And so you know the speed limit is only a reference.
如果你写55 mile的话我就开65 mile.
And so if you say it's 55 mile per hour, then people drive about 65.
所以我们跟警察已经达成了一种默契。
And so is that some kind of compromise with the police.
如果你65 mile 的话我就开75 mile.
And so if you say speed limit is 65, then you drive 75.
有一次我在这个中西部开车，它那个限速比较高，它是70 mile。
And so the one time I was driving the Middle West, then the speed limit is 70.
那么大家怎么样？真的有人开80迈啊。
And so the people actually drive about 80.
所以我们是这样的，当有人监视我们的时候，我们自然都会循规蹈矩。
And so it's naturally when people are watching you, they try to behave.
但这只是暂时的。
But that's only temporary.
那如果没有人监视的时候呢？
And so if nobody's monitor you,
我们就好像可以随意而为了。
And so we'll do whatever we want.
其实呢，如果我们每时每刻都去遵守这个规则的话，你就不会害怕你会被警察抓住了，是不是？
So if we really truly follow the law, we don't need to be worried about that we get caught by police.
所以有些弟兄姐妹很担心我哈。
And so sometimes people worry about me.
因为我这个每周啊，或时不时的常开这个高速路，开这么多，会不会超速被警察抓住哈？
And they worry about I might be speeding when I drive on the highway weekly.
啊，我是啊。用这个 cruise control 哈、
啊，
你不用担心哈、
啊。So don't worry about me, I have a cruise control.
所以呢，我就是确定了那个数就是那样开的哈。
And so whatever is the speed limit, I usually drive within speed limit.
其实有没有想到，上帝也在关注我们
？And you know the guy is watching you as well.
但是他不是警察。
But he's not a police.
这是也麻烦，但是我们在他面前呢就没有办法可以蒙混过关的哈。
And but you gotta know that you cannot get away with them.
那么在上帝的注视之下，那我们应该怎么样去行为呢
？But under God's surveillance, what should we behave?
可是啊，可惜的时候，我们人生很多时候，我们关注周围的那一双双眼睛啊。
And very often we pay attention to the eyes around us.
我们很在乎别人怎么看我们。
We really care about how people look at us.
我们很在乎别人怎么说我们。
We care about what people think about or say about us.
其实更重要的是。我们应该在乎上面的那一双眼睛。
But the more important is how God is care about us.
上帝怎么样看我们
？What does He look at us?
将来我们的主怎么样评判我
？How does He is going to judge us in the future?
其实这个才是最关键。
This is the most key point.
好，今天我们来看的但以理书第四章， 也还是一个非常有趣的故事。
And today we're going to study Daniel chapter 4. It's a very interesting story.
这一次巴比伦王又做了一个梦。
And this is the king of Babylon have another dream.
所以你如果有圣经的话，请打开但以理书的第四章，我们来看第一节到第十八节。
So if you have a Bible, please turn chapter 4 of the book of Daniel and verse 1 to 18.
那么比安卡来读英文，我来读中文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
但以理书第四章第一节。
And start with chapter 4, verse 1.
尼布甲尼撒王晓谕住在全地各方各国各族的人说，愿你们大享平安。
King Nebuchadnezzar, to the people, nation, and men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly.
我乐意将至高的神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来。
It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me.
他的神迹何其大，他的奇事何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。
How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to generation.
我尼布甲尼撒安居在宫中，平顺在殿内。
And Nebuchadnezzar was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous.
我做了一梦，使我惧怕。我在床上思念，并脑中的景异象使我惊慌。
I had a dream that made me afraid as I was laying in my bed. The image and the visions that passed through my mind terrified me.
所以我降旨召巴比伦一切的哲士到我面前，叫他们把梦的讲解告诉我。
So I commanded all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me.
于是那些术士、用法术的、加勒底人、观照的都进来，我将那梦告诉了他们，他们却不能把梦的讲解告诉我。
When the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me.
末后，那照我神的名称为伯提撒撒的但以理来到我面前，他里头有圣神的灵，我将梦告诉他说。
Finally, Daniel came into my presence. I told him the dream. He is called the Belshazzar, after the name of my God, and the spirit of the Holy God is in him.
术士的领袖伯提沙撒呀，因我知道你里头有圣神的灵，什么奥秘的事都不能使你为难。现在要把我梦中所见的异象和梦的讲解告诉我。
I say, Belshazzar, chief of magicians, I know that the spirit of the Holy God is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Interpret it for me.
我在床上脑中的意象是这样，我看见地当中有一棵树，极其高大。
There are the vision I saw while laying in my bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous.
那树健长，而且坚固。高得顶天，从地极都能看见。
The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the end of the earth.
叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。凡有血气的，都从这树得食。
Its leaves were beautiful, its fruits abundant, and on it is food for all.Under that the beasts of the field found shelter, and the birds and of the air live in the branches. From it, every creature was fed.
我在床上脑中的意象，见有一位守望的圣者从天而降。
In the vision I saw while laying in my bed, I looked, and there were before me was a messenger, a holy one coming down from heaven.
大声呼叫说：“伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子。”抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝。
He called in a loud voice, cut down the tree and trim off its branches, strip off the leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animal flee from under it and birds from its branches.
树墩却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈扎住，在田野的青草中，让天露滴湿， 使他与地上的兽一同吃草。
But let the stump and its roots, bound with iron and bronze, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animal among the plants of the earth.
使他的心改变，不如人心，给他一个兽心，使他经过七七。
Let his mind be changed from that of man, and let him be given the mind of an animal till seven times pass by for him.
这是守望者所发的命。圣者 所出的令，好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，或立极卑微的人执掌国权。
The decisions announced by messengers, the Holy One declared the verdict, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdom of man, and give them to anyone he wishes, and set over them and the lowest of men.
这是我尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦，伯提莎莎呀，你要说明这梦的讲解，因为我国中的一切哲士都不能将梦的讲解告诉我，唯独你能，因你里头有圣神的灵。
This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had. Now, Belshazzar, tell me what it means, for none of the wise men in my kingdom can interpret it for me, but you can because the spirit of the holy gods in you.
所以这段经文呢，我们看看可以分成三个部分。
So we can divide through three sections in this passage.
第一部分是一节到第三节。
And the first part is verse 1 to 3.
那讲到巴比伦王降旨。
And talk about the king of Babylon give the decree.
第四节到第九节是巴比伦王寻求解梦。
And first, four to nine, the king of Babylon seeks to interpret the dream.
那么十到十八节是来巴比伦王描述他的梦境。
And ten to eighteen is describing the dream.
所以这个故事的中心经节是在第十七节。
And so the central verse is in verse 17.
好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
And so the world may know that the Most High is sovereign, reign in the kingdom of man.
要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
Whatever the kingdom he want to give to whatever he will.
这节经文在这一章的后半部分还重复了两次。
And this passage actually occurred two more times.
那就是二十五节跟三十二节，这就知道这是这段经文的核心。
And that is the key verse that is also in verse 25 and 32.
这个梦虽然是给巴比伦王的哈。
And so the dream is given the king of Babylon.
我想这不仅仅是针对巴比伦王。
And it's not only for king of Babylon.
也是给当时所有的散居在巴比伦的上帝的选民以色列人。
And also for Israel, who's been exiled, scattered in other nations.
那么不可一世的巴比伦王依然在上帝的权柄之下。
But undoubtedly, the mighty king of Babylon still under the authority of the God of Israel.
所以这个事情大概发生在主前五百七十年。
And this happened before Christ was born, before 570 BC.
那么这个大概是什么年呢？我们就大概上次讲到过。我们第三章讲到这个故事的话是发生在五百八十七八十五，就是五百八十六是这个犹大国灭亡的时候。
So the Judah actually the fall of Judah was happening in 586 BC.
所以第三章的故事大概是发生在那个事情之后不久。
And so chapter 3 is happened shortly after 586 BC.
那570 BC 的话就是主前570年呢，这个时候啊，这个尼布甲尼撒他已经是64岁了。
And at the time 570 BC, the Nebuchadnezzar was about 60 years old.
64.
A 64 year old.
那么但以理呢大约50岁。
And Daniel was 50 years old.
64岁在当时那个时代，那个时候算一个老人了。
And so 64 years old considered as an old age.
那么这整个故事呢是以一个诏书的方式来发布的。
And so the whole story is about the, like giving like a decree.
那么很可能是由但以理来执笔的。
Probably was written by Daniel.
那么有意思的是大家有没有注意到我刚才读这个诗歌的时候，读这个故事的时候哈。
So interestingly, when we read the story,
那么这个故事是这前面是以诗歌的文体写成。
And in the beginning, it's a poetic style.
所以整个这一章呢，只有中间这一段哈，从十九节到三十三节啊，三十四节到三十，这中间一段是叙述，前后都是诗歌的问题。
And so in the beginning to the end, so poetic style only in the middle is a narrative.
而且我们看到第三节的话，他来赞美神，然后这一章的结束也去赞美神，听起来啊更像诗篇，是不是
？And so in the verse three and also end of this chapter is almost praising God. It's almost like a psalm.
他的神迹何其大，他的奇事何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。
And he's a miraculous and he's a wonder. His kingdom reign forever.
我们很难想象这个是出自一个外邦的君王的口哈。
And it's very hard to imagine it came from the mouth of a Gentile king.
我们知道这是但以理第二次为巴比伦王解梦。
We know this is the second time Daniel interpreted the dream for King of Babylon.
那么这第二次跟第一次啊有很多相似的地方。
And there are some similarities between the two dreams.
那首先在程序上都是巴比伦王先把这个术士招来。
And procedurally, the Babylon brought the wise men first.
然后呢，让他们来解梦。
Ask him to interpret the dreams.
啊，这个术士呢都不能解，解不出来。
And none of them can interpret the dreams.
然后呢，就只要好请但以理出来。
And so they asked Daniel to interpret the dream.
不过因为尼布甲尼撒有了前面的经验，他知道但以理肯定能解。
And Nebuchadnezzar had a previous experience, so he knew Daniel can interpret the dream.
所以他对但以理充满了信心。
He was filled with confidence in Daniel.
所以他反复地提说。你里面有圣神的灵
He mentioned that Daniel has the spirit of the Holy God.
那这个句短句出现了三次
And those short verses occur three times.
在第八节、第九节还有第十八节
In verse 8 and 9 and 18.
不过这两个梦也有不同的地方
But then the two dreams also have some differences.
那我们知道第二章那个梦巴比伦呢没有把这个梦告诉那些术士
And in the first dream that King Babylon did not tell those wise men what was the dream about.
他跟他们说我梦我忘了请你告诉我我做的什么梦哈大家还记得哈
I forgot my dream. You need to tell me what's the dream.
这很霸道哈
And that was, he was very dominant.
所以大家都没有办法解不出来
And nobody can interpret the dream.
而且那次他说你解不出来怎么样我就把你们全部怎么样处死
And that time said, if you cannot interpret the dream, you'll be all dead.
那这里呢我们看到这个尼布甲尼撒有进步哈
，And this time he had got some improvement.
就没有这么为难他的术士。
He was trying not to give a hard time to the wise man.
已经把梦告诉他们了。
He told them those dreams.
但是这些人还解不出来。
But the wise men could not interpret the dream.
其实你看这个梦的话，其实这个梦没有这么难解嘛。
But if you really look at the dream, it's not that difficult to interpret.
特别是当这个巴比伦王他把梦已经告诉这些术士了，这些术士。为什么还解不出来呢
？That King of Babylon already told this wise man what was the dream.
其实啊，这个梦啊，一看大家就知道这是个噩梦，对不对
？So if you look at this dream, it's a nightmare.
这个不是一个好的梦，这个不太好，谁也不敢跟王讲。
And it's not a good dream because it's a bad dream, so no one dared to tell King of Babylon.
所以。不一定是这些术士他不知道这个梦是不敢说
And those wise men is not they may know the answer but they just dare to tell King of Babylon
因为他们知道这个尼布甲尼撒非常残暴的、啊、
They know he was very cruel
那么这一但以理书我们已经看到他讲过两次了他动不动就说我就把你们凌迟然后把你们的房屋变成粪堆是不是
And so very often he said I will kill you and destroy all your houses
所以大家谁敢呢？没有敢，没有人敢说。
No one dared to tell King of Babylon.
但是呢，我们就看到这里面就看出了但以理的勇气了。
But here we see the courage of Daniel.
如果说第二章是说，那个解梦的是来描述但以理的智慧，只有他从神来的智慧，他才可以解这个梦。
And so the first dream talk about the wisdom of Daniel. Only he can interpret the dream.
这里就是说但以理他有勇气他敢于把神借着这个梦所启示给王的讲出来。
And here is Daniel talk about that is his courage that he can interpret the dream and tell King of Babylon.
尽管这个信息对巴比伦王说啊 是不祥之兆啊。
And although this message was not a good sign,
但是呢，但以理我们就看到他是勇气可嘉的。
But they show Daniel's courage is commendable.
所以整个的故事是告诉我们，这个巴比伦王他是在神的权柄之下。
And so the whole story talk about the king of Babylon is under God.
那么在神之下对我们来说意味着什么呢
And so what does that mean is under God?
其实啊就是说让我们做神要我们做的事情。
And basically tell the, we do whatever God wants us to do.
那么我们怎么知道我们自己去爱神的呢
How do we know we love God?
很简单你就是做神让你做的事情就好。
It's very easy, you do whatever God wants you to do.
但是有时候要做神要我们做的事情我们确实需要勇气。
A lot of time we need the courage to do what God wants us to do.
有的时候还真的需要不一般的勇气哦。
And sometimes we need extra courage to do it.
因为每个人都有害怕的事情嘛。
We all have things that we worry and afraid.
那我认识一个基督徒刚刚信主的时候他就做了一个非常很有胆量的勇气。
And so there's one new Christian that he did something very courageous when he just started become a Christian.
因为他的朋友很多还没有信主哈。
A lot of his friends are not Christians.
那么他在公司里面呢，那么吃午餐的时候，他觉得说，哦，以前是不需要饭前谢饭的嘛。
And so in the past, he did not need to pray before the meals.
那基督徒我们现在知道，我们都要做饭前祷告。
And now, very often, we give grace to God.
那中午在公司里面跟同事们一起吃饭哈。
And so usually have a lunch with coworkers.
你以前从来没这个动作，现在突然间饭前祷告。
And before he never prayed before, now all of a sudden you're giving grace.
那大家都会问，哇，你发生了什么事啊
？And people will ask what is going on.
哦，你信了教了。
Oh, now you become a Christian.
哦，你是不是心灵有什么需要啊？有什么软弱的地方啊
？And do you have a weakness where you have some desire you need to ask God?
所以有很多的压力在那里。
And so there's a lot of pressure.
但是这个基督徒他虽然刚刚信主，但很好的信心啊。
But this new Christian has a very good faith.
他有勇气。
He has courage.
我就是祷告，告诉我是属于耶稣基督的。
And I would share my testimony that I belong to Jesus.
所以很多的时候，我们向世人表明我们的信仰，表明我们的立场是需要勇气的。
And very often we show other people we're a Christian, we need courage.
我们继续来看对比巴比伦王这两个梦哈。
And so let's continue to look at those two dreams.
这两个梦呢，还有一个不同之处，还有一个相同之处。
And there's another similarity, there's another difference.
我们先来看它的不同之处。
And let's look at the difference.
因为虽然这个两个梦都是上帝的启示。
And both of the dreams are revelation from God.
都是宣告上帝的主权。
And declare his sovereignty.
但是侧重点不一样。
And the emphasis is different.
那第一个梦呢是启示巴比伦王说世界的未来是怎么样。
And the first dream you talk about King Babylon, the future, concerns the future of the world.
那时候巴比伦王刚刚登基的时候他好像他这个政权还不是很稳固哈。
And so his power is not solid when he just became a king.
然后他有野心，他想，哎呀，我要征服很多的地方哈。
And he has ambition, want to conquer all the nations.
那神借这个梦告诉了世界的未来是怎么样。
And through this dream that God revealed to him what is going to happen in the future.
但这第二个梦只是侧重告诉巴比伦王他个人的命运。
And the second one talk about king of Babylon's destiny.
目的就是让他在神面前来谦卑。
The purpose is to humble him before God.
所以由此可见，上帝不光是掌握世界的命运。
And therefore, we know that God besides control the destiny of the world.
上帝而且掌握我们每一个人的命运。
And also control the destiny of every one of us.
就是那些权高位重的人也不例外。
And so even those people in high position, no exception.
上帝掌管我们每一个人的命运
，and God control everyone's destiny。
这个对我们来说是一个极大的安慰
，and this is a very great comfort for us。
那但以理这两个梦还有一个共同之处
，and those two dreams also have another similarity，
就是巴比伦王的不安和惧怕。
And talk about the king of Babylon, he was very uneasy and also afraid。
他做第一个梦的时候，我们知道他那时候就心里烦乱。烦乱的不能入睡。
And the first thing he talked about, he was disturbed and could not sleep.
他也是不知道要发生什么事情。
He had no idea what was going to happen.
那这里我们第五节就看到说，他做了一个梦，使我惧怕， 然后也使我惊慌。
And so the verse 5 talk about, this is the second dream, talk about he was fearful and terrified.
甚至在第十九节，那么但以理解释的时候也是表明了他的惊讶跟惊慌。
And so in verse 19, talk about Daniel was also a surprise because he was perplexed.
所以和其他的术士不同，但以理不是惧怕王的权柄。
And not unlike other wise men, he was not afraid of the authority of King Babylon.
他是害怕看到这个梦的启示的内容，他感到很惊讶。
He was really shocked by this dream foreshadowing.
因为这个揭示了这个巴比伦王他要面对的来日之灾。
And it's a dream that reveal a terrifying future for the king of Babylon.
所以是非常令人生畏的。
And it's really fearful.
那么这时候我们大家可能有疑问。
And now we may have a question.
上帝是不是降灾之神？
Is a God to give the God of calamities?
那么显然这里面整个故事上帝是来管教这个尼布甲尼撒的。
And obviously here is talk about discipline of a king of Babylon.
那当然上帝也会管教我们。
And we know God will discipline us as well.
但是他不会无故降灾的。
And he will have no reason to do it.
因为上帝应许说，在这个耶利米书29章第11节啊，他说，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要教你们末日有指望。
So Jeremiah 29 verse 11 said, talk about declare the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you hope.
这是神的应许啊。
And this is God's promise.
所以经文像这样的经文都是要背下来的。
And those kind of verses we need to memorize it.
这就是我们门徒训练要做的事情之一啊。
And this is one of the things that disciple training need to do.
因为这个经文要藏在我们的心里面。
And those verses we need to put in our heart.
当有需要的时候，圣灵就会使用这些经文来提醒我们。
And whenever it's needed, that the God can use the verse to remind us.
我再来念一下这段经文：我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要教你们末后有指望。
For I have no the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you hope.
所以我们无论遇到平安还是灾祸。上帝都是借这个机会来塑造我们。
And regardless of peace or disaster, that God is using those things to mold us.
为的是将来要给我们那个更大的祝福。
And it's giving us more blessing in the future.
我想他对巴比伦王也是这样子的啊。
And he's also treating the king of Babylon the same.
那么这故事的结局是把他重新恢复了，那么他巴比伦王可以在神的面前来敬拜他，表示的谦卑。
So in the end, he renewed the king of Babylon, so he can worship the true God.
所以整个故事并不是只是关于巴比伦王的一个传奇。
So the story is not a legend about Babylon king.
乃是警告世人，我们应当有一个敬畏神的心。
And rather is a warning to the world to fear God.
借此呢，上帝也向他的选民以色列人宣告，他不但可以，而且愿意施行大能的拯救。
So that God declared to his people Israel that he not only he could but was willing to deliver.
即使像巴比伦王朝这样如日中天的帝国。
And even though King of Babylon who held the power of life and death for countless people.
即使是像尼布甲尼撒这样有生杀大权的哈这样的君王。
He's a king have so much power that he can kill and keep the life.
他依然在上帝的掌管之下。
But he was still in the hands of God.
毫无疑问，这样的信息对我们今天的信徒来说也是很有意义的。
So no doubt that such message is still relevant to believers today.
因此，我们今天讲到在神之下，我们不是恐惧战惊的那种。
And so therefore, under God is not something fear and trembling.
而是让我们有敬畏神的心。
But rather fear of God.
惧怕跟敬畏在英文的词里面是同样的一个单词。
So in English, the fear and awe are the same word is used as a fear.
但是呢，这个意思不一样。
But the actually meaning are different.
中文的翻译相当的确切。
And Chinese translation is accurate.
所以，如果我们遵行上帝的诫命而行
，If we follow His command,
我们就没有。什么可以畏惧的
There's nothing to be fearful.
这就是敬畏神。
And this is a reverent God.
所以在神之下，我们就毫无惧怕。
And under God, there's no fear.
所以敬畏神的人不会有惧怕的心。
People who are fear of God have is not need to be afraid.
那么我在研究院读书的时候。
When I was studying in the graduate school,
在美国哈
and was in the United States,
我们那些学生常常都聚在一起
and very often the students get together.
那么每个都在不同的教授指导之下去做他的研究课题
We were all under different instruction by different professors.
但是我们当时都是这个教授出钱啊，我们就管教授叫老板，因为他出钱来给我们帮他做研究哈。
And so the professor provide the grant, and so we can receive the money and then to do the study.
那有些老板呢就比较容易处事，有些老板呢就不太容易处事。
And some of the professors are easy going, some are not.
那有些那个教授就 push 的很严格，他说你要赶快做，多做多做出结果出东西。
And some of the professors are very very pushy. They want to see result right away.
其中有一个我的同学，他很有智慧的哈。
And so one of my classmates, I mean one of my friends, is very wise.
那有一次呢，这个他这个非常这个要求很高这个老板呢，出去开会或者是干什么事休假，他不在这个学校里面，要有很长的一段时间。
And so one of the professor actually was going to be on vacation that for a long period of time.
我想下次见到我说，哎。这回你轻松了，你老板不在这里，你就不需要这么紧张了吧
？And so I told him, I said, "Hey, your professor is not going to be here for a while, so you don't have to be as uptight."
他说：“不对，你说错了。
”He said, "You're wrong."
越是他不在的时候，我越要做事。
When he's not here, I have to do even more.
那么等他回来的时候，我要做出好多东西来给他看。
And so when he comes back, I have a more result to show him.
这样的话呢？他就会对我比较放心的了。
So he know that he can ease on me.
所以你看，哦，我说这个人真的很有智慧啊。
So my friend is very wise.
他知道虽然这个老板要求很高，但是他这怎么对付他哈。
And so he know even his professor expectations is really high, but he know how to handle it.
所以不论他在，他越是不在的时候，他说我越要认认真的做，而且做出更多的东西给他。
So even though the professor is not there, he know that he have to even work even harder to show the result.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在是在神之下哈。
And so brother and sister were under God.
我们还没有跟耶稣基督面对面，对不对
？We are not facing face with Jesus.
但是我们要预备我们将来要见他那一面的一天哈。
And so we need to prepare ourselves when we face Jesus the first day.
越是他现在还没有回来时，我们又要多做。
And even though he has not returned yet, we need to really do more.
因为过了这个时刻就没有这样的机会了嘛。
So once you pass this period, we will no longer have an opportunity.
所以在神之下是一种威慑。
And so under God sometimes can be either a threat or intimidation.
那么对神，对那些拥有权柄的人是一种威慑。
And so for people who has a power is a threat.
那就告诉他你不可以滥用你的权柄。
So you cannot abuse your power.
因为在你的权柄之上还有神，对不对
？And above your power there's a God.
那对权柄，我在别人权柄之下的，那也是一种威慑。
Yeah, but if I am under someone else's power, it's very intimidating.
那是要我们有颗敬畏神的心。
But we have to have a heart of fear of the Lord.
但以理啊，非常尊重巴比伦王的。
And Daniel actually honored a Babylonian king.
但他不惧怕。
But he is not afraid of him.
因为他知道巴比伦王有权力，但那些权力都是神给他的。
And Daniel knows the king of Babylon has a lot of power, but the power is given by the God.
所以啊，应该是惧怕那个赐给他权力的神，而不是惧怕那个人哈。
And so Daniel is more afraid of the powers given to Babylon, not Babylon himself.
很多的时候，我们正好相反。
And very often we do opposite.
我们怕人，但是呢，我们好像不怕神一样。
And very often we're afraid of man, but we're not afraid of God.
为什么？因为神也看不见、摸不着，他也不说话嘛。
And so very often because we cannot see God, He doesn't say anything.
我们看到人，我们看到他的权势，看到他的威严，看到人的讲话压力，是我们确确实实可以感受到。
And so, but then we see man, we see that his power, how he speak, and we can sense it.
所以我们要想不怕人呢，首先就要操练去敬畏神，你才可以不怕。
And so, in order not to fear of or fear of man, we need to fear of God.
就是回到我们刚才所讲，我们就遵从神的命令，
And so just like what we said earlier, we need to obey God.
你就不会怕惩罚了吗？
And so you will not be afraid of being punished.
如果你在高速上开车，你不超速，你怕警察吗？
And so if you're not speeding on the highway, will you be afraid of cops?
他一辆警车，三辆警车，那警察怎么藏在树丛里面，你都不怕的吗？你不超速。
And
it
doesn't matter where the cops are hiding, the bushes or whatever hiding, and you don't need to be afraid of.
如果你没有偷税漏税的话，你就不会害怕你税务局来查账，对不对
？So if you're not evicted tax, you don't need to worry about the audit.
如果你没有偷鸡摸狗的话，你就不会害怕有一天会穿帮的哈。
And so if you try to cut things short, you don't need to be get caught.
同样的道理哈。
In the same way,
我们如果遵从上帝的命令，我们就不会害怕神的管教。
If we follow God's command, we do not need to be afraid of a discipline.
大家知道前几年那个中国大陆发出那个红色通缉令哈。
And you know the quite a while ago, the China sent those fugitive warning.
通缉令 ，it's
通缉令。
Most wanted.
Most wanted those the fugitive.
Yeah, 因为那些人就是在中国他贪污了很多钱，然后呢他就。把这个钱就弄到海外，他跑到美国啊，跑到欧洲啊，然后这些地方他就躲起来啊。
And those people milk a lot of money, and then they send the money outside the country, and they try to hide it.
啊，中国政府决定要把这些人抓回去。
And so the government of China decided to capture those people.
所以跟外国政府的合作，那么这些人啊就会。陆陆续续很多人都被抓了。
And so they will work with foreign governments, and then very often quite a few of them get caught.
那其中有一个逃到加拿大被抓了之后，被抓到之后，你以为他说后悔了，我终于被抓了，是不是？不是的。
And so there's one person actually escaped to Canada. You will think that so he that person got caught. You will think that person is oh I got caught.
他是觉得说他是怎么说？他说哎呀，反正终于被抓了，我现在就他常常都睡不好觉嘛，天天提心吊胆。现在他不需要再提心吊胆了，终于被抓了。
So finally, he said, "I finally got caught. Now I can rest better."
你以为他拿了好多钱，逃到外面可以花天酒地，他很幸福吗
？Do you think he will be happy when he milks so much money and spending those money?
每天提心吊胆，不知道哪天都会被抓。
Every day he was on the edge, didn't know when he's going to get caught.
所以有的时候呢，我们可能会有疑问，说：“哎呀，这个。”他们不是讲嘛，不要惧怕，但是有的时候还会惧怕。有些是天灾人祸啊，你控制不了的事，能不怕吗？
And so the even though it's easy to say do not be afraid, but it's very easy to get to be fearful when things happen to you.
我们害怕生病，对不对？
We worry about to get sick.
害怕丧偶。
We lost our spouse.
那么以后就自己一个人孤单的生活。
And we're going to live by ourselves.
我们害怕失业。
We lost our job.
没有经济来源。
And no income.
我们害怕年纪老的时候，如果我生活不能自理，可怎么办
？And when we get older, that we cannot take care of ourselves.
等等等等，这一切的情况都是我们没有办法预料的。
All those things we cannot foresee coming.
也根本没有办法去怎么样去防范哈。
And we don't know how to prevent it either.
但是在神之下就告诉我们，我们的命运是在上帝的掌握之中。
But we know our destiny is in God's control.
每一个人
，every one of us，
都是在上帝的掌握之中。
Is in God's hands.
所以这对基督徒来说应该是一个安慰哈。
This is a great comfort to believers.
因为在神之下，对我们来说是神必会眷顾我们。
And it's under God that He will take care of us.
我们是躲在他的荫庇之下。
And we're under His wings.
那么不要忘记他给我们的应许哈。
And do not forget His promises.
申命记三十三章二十五节这样讲：你们的日子如何，你们的力量也必如何。
So Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25, that our strength will equal our days.
多好的经文，应该背下来，
What a
放在心里面。
Verse, and then we need to memorize them.
当需要的时候，怎么样，就想起神的话来。
And so when we need it, we remember God's words.
所以你们的日子如何，你们的力量也必如何。
And so your strength will equal your days.
申命记三十三章二十五节。
Deuteronomy 33:25.
所以没有上帝的应许啊，任何灾祸都不可能临到我们哈。
No disaster can come to us without God's permission.
所以在神之下也时时刻刻的提醒我们。
And under God that really remind us.
上帝无时无刻不在守护着我们。
And God is always protecting us.
因为我们是他的产业啊。
Because we are His heritage.
是未来他国度的子民啊。
And there will be the children of his kingdom.
那此外在圣恩之下也是表明了这样一种关系啊。
And under him is a talk about relationship.
因为所有的人都在神的权柄之下。
In a way, everyone's under God.
但是上帝的选民我们跟他有一种特殊的关系。
But God's chosen people have a special relationship.
如果没有这种关系我们也就没有办法经历神的同在。
Without that relationship, we cannot experience that presence of God.
所以我们不应该惧怕。
We should not be afraid.
我们惧怕的不应该是灾祸。
We should not be afraid of a calamity or disasters.
乃是惧怕的乃是我们远离神的后果。
We should be afraid that we're distant from God.
那我们羡慕的不应该只是福气。
We should not envy only about blessing.
乃是那种与神同在的甜美。
But sweetness of being with God.
所以在神之下我们便毫无惧怕。
Under God, there's no fear.
你知道你要变成美国公民的时候你要有一个宣誓的对不对
So in order to become American citizen, you have to give a pledge.
美国这里面那个国旗升国旗的时候也有一个flag 这种 pledge, 哈就是宣誓。
And they talk about flag pledge.
这个宣誓呢其中有一个短句哈
And there's one very short verse
叫 One nation under God
一个国度在神以下的一个国度
对是在神之下我们这个国家在神之下很多人不喜欢
And a lot of people don't like it
他说我不相信神
Because I don't believe in God
我认为没有神存在
I don't believe in God exists
好多人前几年就开始在做一个运动说要把这个从那个这个誓词里面去撤销啊。
And there, earlier there was a movement they want to get rid of this verse, this sentence from the flag pledge.
这就是愚蠢的人啊。
And those are very foolish.
你相信也罢，你不相信也罢，你都是在神之下的。
Whether you believe or not, you are under God.
只有早晚有一天你会明白的。
And one of the in the future you remember, you will understand.
我们今天看但以理为尼布甲尼撒王第二次解梦。
And today Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's second dream.
我想这个信息不单是指单单给巴比伦王。
It's not only given to the king of Babylon.
更是给流亡之中这种已经失去国家的啊这个以色列人的信息。
It's also messaged to the Israelite in exile.
这不仅是给巴比伦王的一个警告
And not only the warning to Nebuchadnezzar
也是给我们所有的基督徒今天一个提醒
And it's also a reminder for all the Christians
因为世界上一切的权柄都在神之下
Because all the power is under God
这让我们对神有一颗敬畏的心
So that we'll have a reverence for God
在神之下对那些为非作歹的人是一种震慑
And so for those people who do not follow God is a threat
那么对那上帝的子民来说这是一种安慰
But for people who believe in God is a comfort
在神之下既是对世人行为规范的一个限制
And so under God is not only a restriction on the behavior of the world
更是对我们的一种保护
But it's also protection for us
因此我们既然在神的权柄之下
So therefore if we're under the authority of God
我们便毫无惧怕
We should have nothing to be fearful
前两天新闻讲到一个好莱坞的影星啊，他的名字叫这个 Annie Hatcher 哈。
And so there was a very famous movie celebrity movie star. His name is Anne Hatcher.
那中文翻译成海切哈。
Anne Hatcher.
那么他是出了一个车祸，最后他就变成植物人，在这个医院里面。
And so she actually had an accident, and she became a vegetative state.
那么最后。他家属决定把这些这个生命维持的这些设备都拿掉，他就去世了。
And because she was declared brain dead, they removed her mechanical support and she passed away.
其实大概也就五十多岁的样子。
She was 53 years old.
那他出车祸的原因是什么？他喝酒。
And so the reason that she had an accident because she was intoxicated.
那么还可能在她车里面，因为她车里面还有毒品。
And also maybe the drug involved.
所以她开车就直接冲进人家房子里面去了。
He was speeding to a house.
那把那个房子都撞坏了。
And so destroy the house.
所以我们如果不去按神的话去做的话，哈。
If we do not follow what God wants us to do.
所以那厄运就是等着你的嘛。
And though the disaster may be coming.
那这个时候我们上次星期主日学北沿海有讲到这个例子哈。
And so the last Sunday we talk about this case in the Sunday school.
那他的母亲呢 ,Nancy 呢是一个基督徒的哈。
Her mother, Nancy, is a Christian.
那今年已经85岁了。
And she's 85 years old.
还非常的活跃。
And she's very, very active.
那么是一个到各处不断去演讲啊，这个来这个提倡这各种各样这个基督徒的这种道德伦理观的一个很有见证的基督徒。
And she testified and gave a lot of a talk about how should we follow and to many Christians.
他的母亲 Nancy 的话，一共有五个孩子。
And Nancy had five children.
那其中四个已经去世。
And four of them already passed away.
那她的丈夫也在她之前去世。
And her husband passed away a long time ago.
那么她的丈夫也是这样，他们都是一起在教会里面的。
And so they were actually in the church in the beginning.
但是呢，一起有几十年的时间，后来当她丈夫去世的时候，才发现她的丈夫原先呢是一个同性恋的。
And so they spent a few decades together, and after he passed away, he was discovered he was homosexual.
那最后死于艾滋病啊。
And he died of AIDS.
所以他是过一个两面人的这样的生活。
And then he lived in a double life.
也就是在那个时刻，这个 Nancy 她真正对信仰，她才有了一个升华的认识。
And so through that experience, he discovered new meaning of his faith.
所以他的生命才完全的真正的被改变，是那个时刻。
And that's when his life has been totally changed.
所以这个他的经历也就告诉我们哈，我们选择什么样的生活，选择走什么样的道路，我们有时候就会面临什么样的结果。
And so very often that whatever we choose, then the result, that's what we choose.
那么，在神之下，对于我们来说是一种安慰。
Under God is actually a comfort.
所以，我们基督徒的话，在面对各种各样的事情，我们都知道我们没有任何的惧怕。
And so when as a Christian, when facing all very things, we should not have a fear.
因为在耶稣基督里，神为我们将来预备了一切的美好。
And so in Christ, God has prepared the wonderful things for us in the future.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐话语给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words.
让我们晓得真理。
And so we know the truth.
让我们在世为人存着一个敬虔的心。
So we have the heart, we have a fear of God.
你是但以理的神。
You are the God of Daniel.
你也是我们的神，我们的救赎主。
And you are our God, you are our Savior.
就求主让我们每天都存着一颗敬畏神的心。
We ask you that we have a reverence of God every day.
我们在世度日。
So every day we live.
我们为将来在天上积累财富。
And we accumulate treasure in heaven.
直到主耶稣基督我们可以面对面的时候。
Until the day that when we're facing Jesus.
愿主你看顾我们的脚步。
And continue watch over our steps.
你保守我们的人生。
And take care of our life.
因为这世上没有一切可以将我们与神的爱隔绝。
It's nothing can separate the love of God from us.
就愿我们行事为人讨主你的喜悦。
Everything we do will please you.
我们谢谢主你赐给我们的这样的话语和启示。
And we thank you for the words and the revelation.
愿我们的生命都可以荣耀你。
So our life can be glorify your name.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.